This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. lawmakers resumed the Electoral College proceedings hours after hundreds of pro-Trump protesters stormed the Capitol building, forcing lawmakers to seek safe shelter, interrupting planned challenges to Joe Biden's Electoral College victory. Amid the chaos at the Capitol today, one woman was shot and killed. President Trump stirred up the protesters at an earlier rally at the White House or near the White House and later released a video on Twitter saying he loved them, urging them to go home, but not before his followers wreaked havoc at the Capitol. Washington's mayor declared a 6 p.m. curfew until 6 a.m. on Thursday morning, and police in riot gear moved in, moving the demonstrators out and far away from the Capitol. President-elect Joe Biden has condemned the protesters' storming of the Capitol, calling it an unprecedented assault on American democracy. Speaking from Wilmington, Delaware, Biden called the action an assault on the most sacred of America's undertakings, the doing of the people's business. Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris are to be sworn into office on January the 20th. Meantime, National Urban League President Marc Morial is among those urging lawmakers to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump from office in an effort to preserve democracy after Trump supporters stormed the Capitol earlier today. If the 25th Amendment is enacted because Trump is deemed unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office, at that point, the vice president would assume the powers of acting president. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Michael Brown. This is